This podcast is brought to you by MyScore IQ. MyScore IQ services are here to help you be prepared when it comes to making big financial decisions, such as buying or refinancing your home or purchasing that new car. Try it out for only $1 for a 7-day trial. You'll receive your FICO scores from all three major credit bureaus, along with active credit report monitoring and alerts for changes to your credit report and possible suspicious activity.
MyScore IQ services can help you be in the best position possible when you take that step to apply for a home or auto loan, all for $1 for a 7-day trial. Visit MyScoreIQ.com/Todd to learn more. That's MyScoreIQ.com/Todd.
All right, so let's talk about a big acquisition from the past week that probably most of our viewers and listeners have heard about. But if you haven't, Amazon is buying MGM for over $8 billion. This is a pretty big acquisition. I believe this is Amazon's second biggest acquisition ever after Whole Foods. And it's so obviously there's the impact that's going to have on Amazon for their streaming services, but also it's gotten the rumor mill kind of churning over the past few days about who's next. And a lot of people are saying that Viacom CBS is next in the next up for acquisition, that is. So we'll talk about the acquisition first, and then kind of get to some of the rumors that are going around. So Todd, what do you make of this acquisition? I was frankly pretty surprised by this. I didn't really see it coming. It makes sense. I mean, obviously Amazon being the second biggest company in the world, or third biggest company in the world, they have the money to spare, and it'll certainly help them in the long run. But there's a lot of industry consolidation going on right now, which is concerning.
Yeah, it's a golden age for content creators. It really is. You know, I mean, if you've got content, if you can produce content, you're being rewarded for it. And you're being rewarded for it at a level that is greater than what experts would say that content is worth. Because if you do the reading and the backstory on it, and, you know, when the rumors were floating around that Amazon might be could be a buyer of it, of those assets, a few different sources had said, yeah, maybe $6 billion, $6.5 billion was being tossed around. This is obviously a lot more than that. And, you know, Dan Klein, who's a great friend, and he's over at Seven Investing. You can follow him at Worst Ideas on Twitter. And he was laughing about it because he was talking about how, you know, they're paying all that money for the Pink Panther franchise that most people know from insulation than from actual TV shows. And he has a point. If you look at their catalog, the catalog is, you know, I mean, it's not a home run catalog, but it's a solid catalog. But they're certainly paying a lot for a solid catalog. I mean, that they obviously have some Bond movies and stuff, but I mean, they're not. That whole franchise, the Bond franchise, is wicked complex. There's all sorts of rights owned by different people and stuff. And so I don't know necessarily what they're getting of that. I suppose, Joe, that one of the reasons they're willing to pay so much is because they're looking at how much they have to spend to license it. And that's why
I can't find like a full list of all of their content, but the movies that they list in the press release are not movie franchises with the exception of James Bond. It's not like they've got Star Wars or the Marvel movies or something like that. They're good popular movies. 12 Angry Men, Legally Blonde, Raging Bull, RoboCop, Rocky, Silence of the Lambs. I mean, you know, big movies, but they're one-off movies. They don't have tons of sequels, and if they do, they're not very good. And so they have over 4,000 movies, they say. 17,000 TV shows. I'm sure that's 17,000 individual episodes. And they list three TV show titles: The Handmaid's Tale, Fargo, and Vikings. And sorry if this triggers anyone who's listening, but I haven't heard of really any of those.
The Handmaid's Tale's huge.
Yeah, I think
that's on Hulu. That's interesting. That's interesting because that's a Hulu thing. So that's fascinating. I know that they just came out with a new season. I'm plowing through it right now. It's just crazy, crazy good television. And I guess that locks them up for perhaps being able to distribute all the seasons after a certain, you know, after Hulu gets done with it or something. I don't know. That's really interesting to me though. Yeah, I mean, I think that if you've got good content, you can expect that, you know, people are going to pay for it. So I think that you do need to ratchet up the premium that you're willing to pay for any of those content creators. And, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be a deal. You know, I mean, you've got, you know, people have been in the business a long time, you know, saying, okay, there's more consolidation that can happen. And it does seem that that's one industry where a lot of consolidation does historically happen. But I always get nervous about buying any stock based upon the potential for a deal. You know, it's always best to buy the stock based on how the company is executing today, not whether or not someone might come in and bail you out and pay a much higher number for it.
Yeah, I completely agree. Unless maybe you like work there and have stock options or something. But yeah, generally as a personal investor, it's not really worth chasing. So yeah, it certainly doesn't change my opinion on Amazon as a whole. I still think that at its root, Amazon is kind of almost a logistics company at this point, as well as a data center company. And I think those are kind of their two specialties. And this is just one of the things that they happen to do on the side because they have more money than they know what to do with. I don't know if you necessarily agree with that, Todd, but.
They certainly have more. They have a lot of money.
Yeah. And 8.6 billion is a drop in the ocean.
For them. And right now, I mean, you've got to be able to create content. I wonder if in addition to their catalog, I wonder if they get any other assets that would help them with production of other stuff. Like, I wonder if they get their own, they're getting a studio or if they're getting any other.
I bet they are. Yeah.
Because that would be valuable as well, because think about how much money that, you know, Netflix and all these companies are just plowing into content creation.
Right. And like the facilities and the equipment itself is very expensive too. Again, not like Amazon can't afford it, but if that's a cost that they can, kind of eliminate by buying out an entire competitor,
yeah,
they could serve to benefit from that.
Yeah, and think about how, you know, the price that the content creators have been demanding has been going up. So they're locking in the cost.
Yep.
They're saying, okay, 5 years from now, I don't want to renegotiate a contract where I have to pay X number amount to be able to have the same content on my platform. So this way I can get the content and I know what I'm paying for it.
Yeah. So it does, as I mentioned, it does bring up the question of is this going to have a bit of a domino effect with other acquisitions? I heard the name Viacom CBS going around on FinTwit a little bit. I think this one's kind of different though, because they're Viacom and CBS, they're essentially side by side, one and the same, and CBS has its own streaming platform is what I mean to say, with CBS All Access.
Yeah, Paramount.
So I don't think somebody's really gonna buy out their is Paramount wrapped up in that too?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah, so I don't really think that they're looking to be acquired right now. Also, they're much bigger. I just looked up, their market cap is 27 billion right now. So certainly narrows down who could potentially buy them. It would be like essentially Apple.
Yeah. You know, I, what's it is like, no, that's, yeah, Lionsgate got bought years ago. All these there's a whole bunch of them that have been, you know, gobbled up.
Right, Lucasfilm. I mean,
how smart were they to buy? It was Disney to buy Pixar and Star Wars when they did.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that's not to say that Viacom couldn't get acquired, but it seems pretty unlikely if you just kind of look into it. And I'm sure they're pouring probably over $1 billion into that Paramount streaming platform right now too. So seems unlikely to me.